Hi everyone, good day, good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. Welcome to Christian Professionals Network. How are you doing? How are you doing today? How has your year been? How has your week been? My name is Chinwe Okpala, and this is a platform where we teach, raise, and train ethical, excellent professionals, Christian professionals, who will take over their respective industries, workplaces, using and applying practical Bible-based principles. So today I'm going to be talking about an topic. Yeah, I wanted to say an important topic, and then I said in topic about a topic that I think I will call rest. I'm not even going to overthink it or complicate it. I'm just going to say it as simply as it comes to my spirit. Initially, I thought, okay, maybe I'll talk about path of peace, but I think I'm just going to combine the both of them. And our focus scripture for today is a word or a Bible passage that God opened up to my spirit. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, and it was like a very strong mantra for me because I needed clarity, I needed direction, I needed to break away from status quo and the standard or general expectations of religion when it comes to not just your relationship with God, but every other expectations from serving God to even being a Christian professional. I needed to break away from that mindset of, okay, is work that secular thing that I do so I can only get money to invest in the kingdom? Is that really all work is or supposed to be? So I was in that place where there were just quite a bit of hazy thoughts and feelings and blurry lines, and I needed clarity. And this scripture, God used it to get me through a phase of in-depth clarity. And I'm going to share with you today because, as it turns out, I am moving into another fellowship. Let's say we, because this is now a community. We're going to be moving towards the direction of this message, which is rest. And I just wanted to mention that we'll be going on an August break. Normally, our podcast comes out every week, usually on Wednesdays. Today came out on Thursday because honestly, I spent the most part of Tuesday and Wednesday contemplating and deliberating and wanting to be sure that it was actually what I was hearing in my spirit before I come to announce. So I was just buying time. It's not really because I was not available to do the podcast. No, there's sometimes, yes, maybe I'm busy with work or trips or meetings, and then I have to do the podcast on later, at a later time on Wednesday or Thursday. But this particular one, honestly, was just delayed because I wanted to be sure that I was hearing what I think I was feeling or being nudged to do in my spirit, which is I'm going to be taking a break in August. I just want to have my time away with Jesus, really. I just want to have my own getaway, my Jesus getaway, like I call it. I spoke to some of the community members who reached out. I'm like, I'm going on a Jesus getaway. Yes, it's funny because everything seems to coincide. This is summer period, at least in most parts of the world. I know in a place like South Africa, this is winter, like serious winter. I see my colleagues, they all have their jackets and mufflers and all that, but in most parts of the world this is basically summertime, so people take breaks from work and all that. So in addition to that, I'm basically layering on a Jesus getaway, so we would likely not be having podcasts put out in August all through the month of August. I just want to have my time away with my Jesus. He's the ultimate priority. He supersedes everything else I could possibly do or be, work, ministry, and otherwise. And I feel the need for that getaway. And it's just going to be for the month of August. And God willing and by God's grace, by September, I'm sure we'll be back with so much that God has in store for us. I'm actually excited. I'm excited. Anyways, let me just get to this. So yes, that's why this podcast is coming out today. Because I was contemplating so strongly, okay, God, is this it? Or is it my thoughts? Or is it me? I just wanted to be sure that I was clear on what I was feeling in my spirit. And I'm going to read Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30, the Message translation. This is a popular scripture. Honestly, I think that the Message translation too should be made very popular. Are you tired? It's actually a question. I started reading Message translation. Feel free to check it out also from your own end. Worn out. You know, at times when we talk about being tired. It's not always about physical fatigue. At times, it can just be fatigue or being tired of routine. And you know, for career people, 9 to 5 hours, like I would say, you can get to a phase in your work and your life where you start feeling like the monotony, the routine, you start getting tired or worn down by it. And it might start feeling uninspiring after some time. Starts out exciting. I think we talked about it in either the podcast or clubhouse meeting. And then you now start feeling tired. And then you now start thinking, okay, this entire thing is wrong. I'm in the wrong job. I'm in the wrong team. No, not necessarily. For Jesus to ask, that means that it happens. Even him too, he felt it. And when it happens, at times, we put, there's a way, I can't remember the preacher that says that again, that we should stop being quick to put full stop where God has just put a comma or a semicolon, basically to be continued, pause and continue, but just press stop, delete, end. That you don't always feel excited about your job or what you do does not necessarily mean that you're on the wrong path. If you are constantly in a state of disdain and feel totally despicable towards the thought of even doing what you do, that's a different conversation. You should listen to, what's that? Dead End. Yes, that's the message on Clubhouse. I believe, yes, Dead End. You should listen to that. It's to address where we dissected Jeremiah 29:11 on how God's plan is of good, not of evil. Gives you, it does not lead you to a dead end, it leads you to unexpected end. So listen to that. But I'm just talking about that general pause, the type that Elijah felt, and he was like, God, kill me, kill me. He was already asking God to kill him. Not me, him. He was asking God to kill him. I'm so living life. And all he needed was a break. So let me continue. Are you tired, burned out on religion? Religion is what you can typically call BAU. Religion is that traditional standard expected way of doing things. This is what is expected. I'm not trying to tell you that you should become a rebel or you should break systems, processes, and structures. No, routine, system, processes, and structures help us in terms of discipline, building institutions. I don't even need to emphasize all that. Like I said, I try not to focus on the aspire to inspire part of being a Christian professional. I would like to focus on the unpopular part that is purely Bible-based, which is really the foundation for every other part of it, which you can gain by just applying yourself to learning knowledge and skills. So it says, born down on religion, BAU, status quo, normal, regular way of doing things. Especially if you're someone that likes to think outside the box and you like dynamism in the way you deliver and do work. I can be like that at times, so if you're that kind of professional that you'd rather every 2 days are not the same. So listen, Jesus says, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. You get excited again about work, about what you're doing, get direction, get redirection. He puts you on track or he sets you on a recourse or whatever it is, whatever recovery means. You know the way when maybe a file looks like it's been corrupted or it's even been deleted, and then you get into recovery mode with the right IT person. He says, get away with me and you recover your life. He says, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Taking leave and taking rest are two different things. Trust me, I can tell you. I have taken leave or time off. I've scheduled leave and time off. And I found myself working. You come back and you're literally even more exhausted. And you're like, why did I do this? So real rest, it's not just about faffing around or lazing or doing nothing. No, rest and idleness. See, that's the word, idleness. Yeah. They're not necessarily the same thing. That's why it says, come with me and I'll show you how to take a real rest. It says, walk with me. This is what I'm looking forward to in August. Like, walk with me. My pastor always says something that your walk, W-A-L-K, with God will always, always, always be more important than your work, W-O-R-K, for God. So you must, as a Christian professional, as someone that wants to stay above, always stay above as God makes you the head. Someone that wants to stay exceptional, someone that wants to stay relevant, someone that wants to stay constantly impactful, you must learn to prioritize your walk with God And that is something I'm being very intentional about. Part of the reasons why I'm feeling that nudge, I'm feeling myself. I'm not going to say that, hey, curtains were shaking, I'm going to go away in August. No, I've just been feeling it in my spirit. Like, okay, I think I just need to physically take a break, step away from the routine and the regulars and just have my time away with Jesus. At times, it happens to me at different points and phases in my life. That sometimes, as in, there have been different turning points in my career, and I've always felt, I think one of the major ones was in 2018, August. It's funny, now that I'm actually sharing this, it also happened in August. Okay, now I need to be more intentional in terms of tracing and tracking. August 2018 was one of the major turning points in my career. First, my mindset shifted significantly. God started telling me things, started giving me promises at that point. Far-reaching, yes, for where I was at the time. But he kept stirring my spirit. At the time, he would make me go to the restroom to pray at intervals, like 5 minutes every hour. People thought I was going for bathroom breaks, but I was just basically taking 5 minutes within every hour. I was so intense, and I was walking very actively. Now I'm just, actually, it just hit me. And God told me then. So there were months and moments that led up to it. And in August, and God was like, just get it. Then I've not even seen the scripture, but I just felt like I needed time with God. I took time off, and God gave me promises. At that point, I even took time off the job I was doing, because I also knew that God wanted me to leave it then. The story is, I probably shared that story in maybe the beginning of CPN, our first community meeting that we had. I think that was on Zoom. But if you'd like to have access to it, or I probably should even upload it on this platform. It's supposed to be here right now. I'll check. Where I basically shared my career journey. I think it was the first CPM meeting we had before we moved on Zoom, before we moved to Clubhouse for replays, so people could access. And he told me so many things, gave me so many promises. He refreshed me. You know that Psalm 23, he restores my soul. I felt restored. I felt energized mentally. I already, like, I moved into the new dimension and the new industry and the new career path God was setting me up for at that point. First, mentally, before I got there physically. It started manifesting January 2019. In fact, it started materializing. Yes, that's what we said, materializing. So I did this in August. By September, September 2018, started materializing. And everything basically, so materialized between September and December 2018. And then by January, it started manifesting fully and tangibly. But I had stepped into it between the months leading up to August 2018, when God basically was asking me also to take time out and go on and get away. Okay, now I'm actually feeling like, okay, maybe it was not just me feeling all fuzzy and I want to just spend time with Jesus, which is amazing, and I have no regrets. Even if it's just that, I'll happily do the getaway. But let's see. I'm just, as I was just sharing now, it just hits me that, wow, the significant turning point in my career that basically set me on the path that has led to many conversations, testimonies that I share on CPN, and even the birth of CPN started from August, or should I say the months leading up to and August 2018. It just feels like that's when my life as a Christian professional, I've been a career professional way before then, but I felt like my life as a Christian professional actively kicked off at that point. So yeah, now I'm really excited about this getaway. Let's see. I'm not guaranteeing I'm going to come back in September and have all these things to share and all that. It might just be me spending time with my Jesus, and he's telling me personal things, and we're just having our personal intimate time. And I'll come back and, of course, hopefully greater, better, bigger messages, but not necessarily sharing anything grandiose with y'all. But I just know that I'm going for this getaway, and I'm really excited. Of course, the other bits to it, but like I said, I'm layering on the getaway with Jesus part. So walk with me and walk with me. Says, watch how I do it. It is something I want to be more intentional about. No matter how excellent, intelligent, how much God lifts me, I want to always keep my eyes on Him. And that was one of the messages. In fact, that was a call, the message of Path of Peace, which I was going to share on the podcast last week before God led us to share about dark times. Isaiah 26, verse 3, He will keep him in perfect peace whose heart is stayed on him. Your heart, your eyes, your mind must be stayed on him. He says, because he trusts him. Getting to that point of absolute, reckless, total abandon and surrender to God, knowing that I don't care the price of fuel where I live. I don't care the number of digits for the inflation. I am plugged in because I trust him. And that's why I'll be in perfect peace, because my eyes are on him. Please go and listen to Dark Times if you haven't. That's the podcast of last week. I'll just continue. So he says, I want to be intentional about watching how God does it, watching how Jesus worked, how he treated his job when he was here on earth, how he treated his colleagues, how he treated his direct reports, how he treated his toxic colleagues, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the senior, supposed senior colleagues, because of course, you know, Jesus is God. He just had to come as man to die for us. How he treated his direct reports, his disciples, how he treated his job, how he treated difficult situations, how he treated opposition. Watch how he does it. Constantly keep your eyes on Jesus as a Christian professional. He's our ultimate standard. Watch how he does it. I know, yes, I like to share story. Anyone that knows me and listens to this platform long enough knows that we love Daniel. love Daniel. And who knows, we might start finding some love also in the book of Nehemiah as God opens, as the Holy Spirit opens up our hearts and spirit. However, ultimate example, Jesus is the ultimate example, ultimate mentor, line manager, teacher, everything. Says, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. This scripture just, I find it very soothing. I don't know, it's really me. Every single time when maybe I feel like, okay, I'm burnt out, or I'm worked up, or I'm basically, what's the word now? I'm stretched. I just come to, this is like my soothing message. And then I start meditating, and then God starts showing me new things and start giving me direction, guidance, instructions. And more importantly, just restores my soul. So as others are thinking for summer, for vibes, group, which is not bad, vacation, fun, oh great, I have plans too. I definitely do. But ultimately, my Jesus getaway takes priority, and I am now even more excited about that. If you'd like to jump on yours, whether it's as you work or you take time off work, however it works for you, just make sure that you are in a place where he is restoring your soul. He says, learn the unforced rhythms of grace. And do you know one of the reasons why I really like Daniel a lot when I talk about him is because he never really hustled. I know he's hustled, but I just like to use hustled for anything. God was just lifting him. It seemed effortless, stressless. He was not hustling. He was not hustling. He was not bickering. He was not fighting. He was just, you know, you say, I woke up like this. His own is, I woke up excellent, daily excellent. Others are learning only language of Babylonians. God is giving him inspiration and wisdom, him and the other Hebrew boys, to learn multiple languages, literature, and learning. Now tops it up with interpretation of dreams. So the guy was just an effortless, excellent professional. Unforced rhythms of grace, not by struggle, hassle, what's the word, dirty politics, secular tricks. No, unforced rhythms of grace. Then the part I love so much. Maybe I feel like times like the flesh part of me likes to relate to this part of the scripture. It says, I won't lay anything heavy or ill fitting on you. And then one of the many times I've meditated on this scripture, the Holy Spirit made me realize that Jesus emo. Anytime something seems heavy or ill-fitting, not stretching, no, this is not for lazy people. If something is stretching you, growth can be uncomfortable. That is not what you interpret as heavy. Ill-fitting and heavy. You will even know, you will feel unrest in your spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. That's our ultimate guide and compass. So he said, also for me, once something is feeling both work or task or project or some anything at all, even life, general relationship, is feeling a colleague, I'm engaging you and I'm thinking you're seemingly nice and all that, but you're just, there's this unease. Once something is feeling heavy and ill-fitting, I just step back. I'm like, no, this is not Jesus MO. If it's heavy and it's ill-fitting, it is highly likely, in fact, certain that Jesus did not lay it on me. So question is, why would I want to carry what he did not give me? Who is going to help me carry it? It's only the one that he lays on me that he gives me strength to carry. So why set myself up? I do not really like unnecessary stress. If it's heavy and it's ill-fitting, it doesn't look like Jesus MO. I don't want to touch it. And if I've already carried it and it looks that way, I want to drop it first and step back. Where did this load come from? Who gave it to me? Who put it on me? Because this does not look like Jesus's MO. So you must be in a constant state of personal, professional assessment and reflection. Constant. Don't wait for only media appraisals or media reviews or year-end reviews or quarterly reviews or monthly reviews. Constant state of spiritual appraisal as a Christian professional. What am I carrying right now? Who put it on me? If it's not Jesus, if it feels heavy and if it's not his MO, does it, this is not the nature and the structure of the of what he lays on. Because what he lays on, he gives me strength to carry. So interpret that to whatever it, however it is applicable in your own life. And then finally, keep company with me. Oh my God, I'm looking so much. So I'm looking forward to August. It says, keep company with me. And you will learn how to live freely and lightly. See, yeah, there's a way you will press into this our God that there's nothing you will hear anywhere, not in your workplace, not from anyone, or no matter even no matter how difficult or toxic the people and system that you're working in are. It won't touch your core because you have been fortified. You have pressed into a place of he restores my soul. You have pressed into a place of keeping constant company with Jesus, and he teaches you daily to live freely and lightly. I hope this has blessed someone today. And like I said, we would our podcasts and clubhouse sessions will resume in September. We're taking a break in August, basically. And I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you're going to also spend that time doing something great, keeping company with Jesus. Please feel free to catch up on all our messages, all the podcast messages that we have not listened to. Spend August and catch up on all of them. Share with people that need to hear them. Share with other Christian professionals or even other professionals that need to hear them. And also feel free to catch up on all our clubhouse messages. I'll see about the possibility. No promises or guarantees, but I'll see about the possibilities of uploading the Zoom messages, but even if that's possible, we'll find out that we had before we moved to Clubhouse. So I hope you also enjoy your own time off and your break. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. See you next time when we return. Bye.